Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Shredding Personal Documents and When to Dispose of Them. In this session, we are going to review some general rules on how long you should keep different types of financial documents and how to dispose of those you don't need. When you put a piece of paper in the trash, it can be difficult to know what happens to it. Since few people burn trash anymore, it is likely that your trash passes through several stages on its way to a landfill or incinerator. Every step that occurs once the trash leaves your control presents an opportunity for someone to find personal information that they can use to cause you harm. One way to safeguard your personal information is to shred it before it goes into the trash. You may want to consider a shredding device depending on your level of concern. They are available at most office supply stores. Shredding services or shredding events are often offered by financial institutions or community organizations. Now, let's discuss some different types of documents. We will begin with tax information and tax returns. There is a general 3-year statute of limitations for your taxes. This means the IRS has 3 years from when you file your return to start an audit. Therefore, you need to keep documents that support items on your tax returns for 3 years. Each year, you can throw out the 3-year-old documents, but you should keep copies of tax returns forever. There is no time limit for fraudulent returns. To protect the information on tax documents you are disposing, you should shred them. What about investment records and statements? These records must be kept to support your tax returns. Documentation of purchases and sales, either confirmations or brokerage statements, including the information, must be kept for the 3 years past when you report the sale on your tax return. You may find it helpful to keep brokerage statements for many years. When you get rid of unneeded investment records, shred them. Bank statements and canceled checks can take up a lot of room. Some people keep every canceled check, and others toss most of them. Certainly, you should keep canceled checks that support any tax deductions and any that you think may come in handy. Otherwise, shred them. Bank statements are a bit different. You may want to keep them for some period, 3 years or so, so you can document your payments for important items. Together with your checkbook register, you would be able to identify when and how much you paid for almost anything. Shred bank statements when you get rid of them. Paycheck stubs include very important information, including Social Security number and financial institution account numbers if you use direct deposit. You may need to have the last 3 months' stubs if you are planning to apply for a loan. Otherwise, you should only keep the latest stub. To keep this information safe, shred the stubs you don't need. Keep ATM receipts until you have compared them with your bank statement, then dispose of them with the shredder. Even though there is no requirement to keep credit card statements and receipts, you may want to save them for some period, say a year or so, in case there is a dispute, you want to return an item, or if you want to be able to analyze your spending. To protect your credit card number, you should shred old statements and receipts. Utility bills and other household receipts probably don't need to be kept very long unless you are claiming household expenses as deductions on your tax return. It is probably safe to toss them in the trash since they have no valuable information on them. Keep warranties on appliances and other purchases for as long as you own the item or until the warranty period expires. Then you can toss them in the trash. Insurance policies and claims information should be kept for as long as the policy remains in effect or until you can no longer make a claim. Just to be safe, you should shred these documents when you get rid of them. Home financial information, like deeds, mortgages, and information on home improvements, should be kept for as long as you own the home, plus the 3-year period for tax purposes. Shred them when you dispose of them. For personal documents and pictures, it is up to you. But be sure to shred anything that contains sensitive information or private pictures. Permanent files or documents to keep forever include wills, powers of attorney, birth certificates, marriage documents, divorce or child care orders, trust documents, business agreements, military records, and other similar documents. Finally, be careful with electronic data files that contain personal information. Diskettes and CDs should be shredded, destroyed, or made unusable in some manner. Computer hard drives deserve special attention. Hard drives may have information on finances, taxes, usernames, passwords, and other information that should not fall into the hands of fraudsters. Deleting files and formatting a hard drive does not permanently remove the files from the system. Before disposing, recycling, or donating a PC, the hard drive should be removed and physically destroyed. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.